This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is the series Shadow a Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. And this is the guided meditation for episode 3, Fear, Power, and the Disowned Self. Please do not listen while driving, operating equipment, or doing anything that requires your full attention. This work is meant to support your healing journey and always in partnership with your healthcare professional, not as a replacement for it. So to begin, find a place where you can sit or lie comfortably and just allow yourself to begin settling in. Take a slow breath in. And let it out. And another. And to just let your body know that it can soften now. It can relax. It's okay. And as you listen, you may notice the sound of my voice, the rhythm of your breath, the subtle sensations of your body settling. There's no need to chase relaxation. It comes on its own. And as you notice, you may already be relaxing more than you realized. Now imagine yourself standing at the edge of a vast plain at twilight. In the distance, there are hills, and beyond them, a mountain. Perhaps something about this landscape feels familiar, as if you've been here before, perhaps in a dream, perhaps in memory. You can now notice a pathway winds across the plain. Just notice how it appears to you. Perhaps smooth, perhaps rocky, perhaps even shifting as you gaze. As it feels safe to do so, you begin to walk. And each step carries you inward, toward the place where shadow dwells. And with each step, you sense both caution and curiosity, the natural companions of meeting what you've disowned. Soon, the path leads you to the base of the mountain. You can notice that a cavern entrance waits. Wide, dark, breathing a faint mist. This is the cave of your disowned power. Perhaps you feel some hesitation. That would be natural. And even as one part of you hesitates, another part of you knows this is the place of the treasure. You check in now with your highest wisdom about whether or not you're ready to proceed to go get that treasure. And you find out you're more ready than you thought. So you step inside. The air is cool, alive, humming with presence. And deeper in, a glow appears. Red gold flickering like firelight reflecting on stone. And as you round a bend, you see it, a dragon. Its eyes glimmer, fierce yet watchful. Its body coils with energy, not to destroy you, but to guard what lies beyond. The dragon is the image of your disowned power. It may carry your anger, your desire, your ambition, your grief. Notice what quality stirs as you stand before this guardian of the treasure. And you may remember there were times in your life when fear rose up to protect you. Times when you learned to hide parts of yourself because it felt safer that way. Fear did its job. It helped you belong. And now, as you're standing here, you realize fear is not only a barrier, it's also a threshold. It points toward what matters most. Imagine now that you can approach this dragon safely with a steady breath. Notice it does not attack, it just waits. And perhaps you can even hear it speak. Perhaps you simply sense its message. It might say, "I am your anger, waiting to protect what you love. I am your desire, waiting to bring vitality back to your body. I am your ambition, waiting to focus your gifts. I am your grief, waiting to soften your heart with compassion." Or perhaps it whispers something else entirely. Whatever arises, whatever you notice, is enough. And if no words come, that's fine too. Sometimes shadow speaks in sensation, in energy, in silence. Now imagine placing a hand gently on your heart and another hand on your belly. And as you do, you breathe slowly. And with each breath, you invite a thread of connection between yourself and this dragon. You don't need to merge with it. Just simply acknowledge. You are part of me. You belong. You are part of me. You belong. And notice what shifts. Perhaps warmth rises in your chest. Perhaps your shoulders ease. Perhaps a deeper breath arrives now. This is the beginning of integration. And you might remember the old stories of heroes who faced dragons only to find treasure hidden in the cave. The treasure was never outside them. The dragon was never their enemy. The dragon was the guardian. And now, as you look again, notice. Behind this dragon, within the cave, something glows. Perhaps a chest, overflowing with golden light. Perhaps a spring of water. Perhaps an object, a symbol uniquely for you. This treasure is the gift hidden in your shadow. And as you recognize it, notice how the dragon's eyes soften as if to say, "Yes, this has always been yours. I've simply been guarding and waiting for you." Take an easy, deep breath. What is the treasure you see? What quality, what strength, what energy is returning to you now, even more than you know? Trust the first image, the first feeling, the first whisper or sensation. It may be simple. It may be vast. Whatever it is, it's enough. Very good. And as you hold this treasure, you might also realize that it's not just for you. Every time you reclaim a part of yourself, you shift the collective shadow as well. Your courage ripples outward. Your wholeness lightens the burdens of others. The treasure you reclaim becomes a gift to the whole. That's right. In your imagination, thank the dragon. Thank this power you once feared. Thank it for waiting, for guarding, for teaching. Know that as you have realized it now, you are now ready. Know that you can return here anytime you choose. The cave, the dragon, the treasure, they're always within you, always. And as you step back toward the mouth of the cave, notice. Notice how your body feels different. Perhaps stronger. Perhaps more alive. Perhaps more whole. Imagine yourself now emerging from the cave, moving back toward your current life, bringing this treasure back with you. Imagine it integrating into your body, your mind, your spirit. And now, gently returning and bringing all the benefit of this experience with you, begin to notice the room you're in and feeling the ground beneath you, reconnecting with your fingers and your toes, your legs, your arms. And take a deep, steady breath in and out. And as you open your eyes, remember, fear is not your enemy, it is your threshold. The dragon is not your foe, it is your teacher and the guardian of your treasure. And the treasure you reclaim is your own power waiting to be lived. Shadow does not diminish you, it restores you. It makes you whole. And into this, you can breathe and trust and live authentically. This is Patrick from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the next episode.